بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before I begin, our brothers, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate. And also for the brothers in the second room, there's still plenty of room in the first room. I would encourage you always, always strive to get to the front rows. Always get to the front rows to the best of your ability, because that's where the greatest reward is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever keeps standing to the back, whoever keeps going to the back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually keep that person away in the hellfire. So brothers, come to the front. Be from the sabiqun, the people that come to the front always, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتون إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in the state of Al-Islam. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبات منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, all mankind, have the taqwa of Allah as He is most deserving. Have the taqwa of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from Him He created His mate. And from them both He created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us with Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be Muslim, to help us to be the true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a nasiha for myself and a nasiha for whoever else may benefit from it. And my nasiha to myself, first and foremost, brothers and sisters, is that now is the time for us to get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now is the time for us to get right, to do right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, we look at the calendar and we see that Ramadan is about a month away. Ramadan is about a month away. And some of us, we may have mixed feelings about this. Some of us, it may be our first Ramadan. Some of us, we've been fasted before, alhamdulillah. But some of us, we may have the wrong idea when it comes to Ramadan. Some of us might be thinking, okay, I got one more month to take it easy. I got one more month to do the things that I want to do, and then I'm going to get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've got one more month to kind of coast and enjoy myself, and then I'm going to start getting strong. Then I'm going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start increasing in my worship, start increasing in doing the good. Then I'm going to stop doing the bad things that I'm doing right now. And wallahi, this is the wrong approach. This is the wrong approach, my brothers and sisters. And I say this to myself before I say it to you. If we're honest with ourselves, many of us will admit that when it comes to the time just before Ramadan, we will find that our iman, our faith, is at its weakest point. When we're so far away from the last Ramadan, we will find that our iman is at its weakest. And so because our iman is weak, We find ourselves doing the things we shouldn't do. Because our iman is weak, we find ourselves not strong in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our iman is weak, we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we're supposed to. We don't read the Quran. Maybe maybe it's been months since we read the Quran. We don't recite the Quran. Instead of making the dhikr of Allah, instead we're saying wrong things and bad words with our mouths. Instead of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we might find ourselves committing the sins. And this is because our iman is weak. So wallahi, brothers and sisters, I believe all of us, our souls are crying out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our souls are crying out for Ramadan to come so that we can get back to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconnect. Have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we're about a month away. Wallahi, none of us know if we're going to live to see Ramadan. None of us know if we're going to live to see Ramadan when it comes in. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself is don't put it off. Don't wait until Ramadan to decide, okay, now I'm going to do right. Now I'm going to stop the bad things. Now I'm going to start the worship. No, we need to start it right now, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابَهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُّعْرِضُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because time is nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, draws near to mankind their day of accounting. Draws near to mankind their day of accounting. But most of them, they turn away. They're in a state of ghafla. They're heedless. They're not paying attention. And this is the reality for most of us, brothers and sisters. This is why we get far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we forget about Yawmul Hisab, the day of accounting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warning us, is right there. It's drawing closer to us. Imam Hakim has related in his Mustadrik that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اَكْتَرِبَتِ السَّاءَ وَلَا يَزْدَدُونَ النَّاسُ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا هِرْسًا وَلَا يَزْدَدُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بُغْدًا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the hour has drawn near. The hour has drawn near, but yet mankind is steadily getting more and more eager for the life of this world. And they're steadily getting further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallahi, this is the state of most of us perhaps. And I speak for myself. We're so far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compared to how we were during Ramadan last year. How far away have we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the reality is most of us were caught up in this dunya, the life of this world. And every day that goes by, we're getting one step closer to the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, as I said, if we're looking at we still got 1 month left to go, I can still take it easy, I can still do what I want to do, and then I'm going to buckle down. If this is our mentality, then this mentality is wrong. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us back while we're in this state? What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says al-malak al-maut for us when we're in this state of ghafla, this heedlessness, we're not paying attention, we're not worrying about yawmul qiyamah, instead we're all up into this dunya. We're into our nafs, our desires, doing what we want to do, doing the things that bring us joy. What if this is the state in which we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And don't think that it can't happen. Don't assume for 1 second that we're going to be in a state of al-Islam when the angel of death comes for us. Because this is something that we have to work for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us that tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُعَخِدُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا قَسَبُوا مَا تَرَاكَ أَلَى دَحْرِهَا مِنْ دَبَّةِ وَلَكِنْ يُعَخِرُهُمْ إِلَى أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا This is a very strong warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to snatch men up for the evil that they earn, for their own actions, for what they're sending forward, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to snatch us up when we do the wrong that we do, Allah says there wouldn't be a single living creature left on the face of this earth because of what we do. But Allah says He gives them time. Allah gives us time until a time appointed. But then when that time comes, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's well aware of what we were doing. May Allah bless us all to die in the state of al-Islam. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not snatch us back when we were committing the fahisha, when we were committing the dhulm against ourselves, the oppression against ourselves. And brothers and sisters, this is why I warn myself as I warn you, let's get right now. Let's do right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now while we still can. None of us know if we're going to be here a month from now to begin Ramadan. So let's make it our intention to get right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ هَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعٌ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. Allah says, verily the life of this dunya is but a passing enjoyment. It's going to be over any second now. But the life of the hereafter, that is the life that lasts. And this is the life that we need to be preparing for, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha al-insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Allah says, Oh mankind, what has distracted you away from the remembrance of Allah, the most generous? What has taken you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the reality is, it's our own nafs. It's our own desires. It's the shaitan. It's the life of this world. It's everything that we see with our eyes right now. This is what's taking us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he gave us some nasiha. He said, this world right here is 3 days. This world right here is just 3 days. He said, as for yesterday, it's gone. It's vanished. Along with everything that was in it. Yesterday's done. And he said, as for tomorrow, you may never see it. We might be thinking a month from now, I'm going to begin Ramadan. Wallahi, we may not see tonight. And he said, as for today, this is what you have. Right now, this is what we have. So he said, so work in it. May Allah help us to take advantage of our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's al-Kareem, because He is so generous and merciful to us, Allah is al-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to us, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, so where are you going? Verily, this is a reminder. The Quran is a reminder. Islam is a reminder for us. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless us to be Muslim, Allah bless us to believe in the Quran. Allah says, verily, this is but a reminder for you. For whosoever wishes to walk straight. If Al-Malak Al-Malk comes for us today, not a single one of us has an excuse in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless us to believe. Allah bless us with the Quran. Allah bless us to understand the warnings of the life of this world and the hereafter that's coming. So Allah reminds us, so where are you going? Brothers and sisters, the reality is each and every one of us, we're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what kind of state will we be in when we go back to Allah? Brothers and sisters, all of us, we're Muslim, alhamdulillah. All of us believe in Yawmul Qiyamah. We know for certain that it's coming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Yawmul Qiyamah, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. Allah says, verily, Yawmul Qiyamah is the truth. And we know it's the truth. But we forget. We get caught up in the life of this world. Allah says, verily, that day is the truth. So whoever wills, let him find a way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever wills, let him find a way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we want to or not. The question is, what are we going to be doing when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is why I say, brothers and sisters, we need to get right now. We need to fix our intentions right now. We need to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now. Not wait until Ramadan, hoping that we're going to see Ramadan. We can't afford to take one more day easy. We can't afford to take one more day where we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all we're living for is the dunya. And I say this to myself before I say it to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us in the Quran, He says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَاءَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has not the time come for those who believe that their hearts should become humble with the remembrance of Allah and with what Allah has revealed to us from the truth? Has that time not come for us, brothers and sisters? Or are we waiting until Ramadan for that time to begin? And Allah warns us and He says, وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Lest they become like those who received the book before them. So what happened to the people that got the books before us? فَتَعَلَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ أَمَدُوا. فَقَسَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who got the book before, and they became heedless with it. They didn't pay attention, they didn't remember, they didn't benefit from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their term was prolonged. Their lifespans, they were prolonged. And so their hearts, they became hard. Their hearts, they were no longer softened by the remembrance of Allah, and they became hard. And then most of them, they became the rebellious people. So brothers and sisters, don't let this happen to us. Like I said, right now, many of us, we might be at our weakest state in Iman, in our faith, in our belief. We might be just barely hanging on to the five salat a day, not making any extra. Maybe it's been months, weeks, since we read Quran, since we reflected on the Quran. Maybe we barely make the dhikr of Allah anymore. Brothers and sisters, now is the time to get right by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the first thing we need to do is we need to check our intention. Let's make it our intention to get back to the right way. Let's make it our intention that we're going to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. Number two, let's stop the sins. Let's stop the bad things that we're doing. Don't wait for a month to say, okay, now I'm going to stop doing this. Let's stop them right now. And number three, let's make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's ask Allah to forgive us for all the bad things we've been doing for these past 11 months. And it starts little by little, we started doing the bad things, but now it's like full blown. Now we're doing the bad things every day. If this is our reality, let's make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's ask Allah to forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhaladina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Tawbatan nasuha, that repentance which wipes away the bad deeds because you're sincere in your heart. Because you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you and you mean it. And because you make your intention that you're not going back to that bad thing. Let's make that type of tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we need to get the rust off of our hearts. Right now, if our iman is weak, there's a good chance that our hearts, they've become hard. And that's what happens when you get rust on something, it becomes hard. It becomes caked on, it's corroded. It's hard to be affected by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's get that rust off of our hearts. Let's go back into Ramadan, inshallah, if Allah blesses us to see us. Let's go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the soft hearts already. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الأبد إذا أخطأ خطيئة نكتت في قلبه نقطة سوداء. Rasulullah said, verily, when the slaves, that's us, when the slaves, when they commit a sin, a black spot comes on their heart. When we commit a sin, there's a black spot that comes on our heart from that sin that we did. فَإِذَا هُوَ نَزَأَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ وَتَابَ سُقِلَ قَلْبُ. Rasulullah said, but when this slave, he refrains, he remembers that he did wrong, he makes tawbah to Allah, then his heart, it becomes clean again. His heart, it becomes polished by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making tawbah to Allah. فَإِنْ عَادَ زِيدَ فِيهَا حَتَّى تَأْلَبُ تَأْلُوَ قَلْبَهُ. Rasulullah said, but if he persists, if this person, he goes back to committing this sin, then this darkness, these dark spots, they increase on his heart until his whole heart is covered with it. I wonder what our hearts would look like if we could see them. All the bad things that we've been doing, our iman is so weak, we barely remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make our salat and we're just going through it just to say we did it. We use the bad language, we tell the lies, we make the ghibah, the slander. I wonder what our hearts look like right now. I wonder what my heart looks like. Brothers and sisters, let's get that rust off of our hearts. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهُوَ رَنُّ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهِ. And this covering that comes on the heart, it's the covering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Nay, but their hearts are covered with this rana, with this ran, this covering, this rust, because of what they earned, because of what we earned. This is why we have the hard hearts. This is why our hearts, they're all dark. This is why our iman is weak. because of the things that we do. So brothers and sisters, let's make a change. Let's get this rust off of our hearts. Let's begin by checking our intentions. Let's begin by making tawbah to Allah. Let's be sincere in stopping the fahisha, the bad things that all of us were doing. And let's bring our hearts back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِكَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِكُمْ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to turn our hearts back to Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make sincere changes right now. Right now. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us back and be merciful to us and to forgive us all our sins. أَقُولُ كَلْ هَوْسْتَفْرَهُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warned us about what's coming. And alhamdulillah, He's blessed us to be Muslim. This is the greatest ni'mah, and I say it all the time, and wallahi, we shouldn't take it for granted. Allah has blessed us to believe, so at least we know what's coming. What about the people who rejected the truth? They have no idea what's coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُوَ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah says, and have the taqwa of the day. Have the fear of the day when you will be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone will be paid back what he earned. And no one will be oppressed. Allah is warning you, fear that day. He's warning us, fear that day when you will be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're going to get paid back exactly what we earned. May Allah have mercy on us on that day. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, as I said, none of us know if we're going to live to Ramadan. How many people did we bury this past year? How many people died right after Ramadan? Healthy people, young people, strong people. People who thought they'd live to see many more Ramadans. How many didn't make it? And what makes us think that we're going to live another month to see it? Brothers and sisters, as I said, right now is the time to get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah to Allah. Make those changes now. Don't wait for Ramadan. Don't continue in the bad things that we've been doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُبَثُ قُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Every person will be raised up in the condition in which he dies. So this is why it's so important for us to be in a state of al-Islam when the angel of death comes for us. Brothers and sisters, as I said, none of us know if tomorrow is promised for us. So let's make these changes now. Running out of time is not going to be an excuse in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't be able to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow and say, oh Allah, I didn't have enough time. Oh Allah, my life was too short. Oh Allah, I was gonna get right on in Ramadan. None of us have that excuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the people who try to say that, أَوَلَمْ نُؤَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah said, did we not grant you lives long enough to remember, to benefit from it? And the warner came to you. The warner came to you. So alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. Alhamdulillah, who hasn't snatched us yet while we were in a state of fahisha, in a state of disobedience. Alhamdulillah, who's given us the reminder for us to benefit from it. And alhamdulillah, who's given us the opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because right now we still have that opportunity. Alhamdulillah. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this reminder. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make sincere tawbah to Allah, sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to refresh the iman in our hearts. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins and to help us all to make the changes that we need to make to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.